The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Last night, you may have been at or heard about the Megan Maroney Show at Ball Arena, right?
If you were there, 303-222-5423, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
If you don't know, she went on for, it sounds like, two or three songs. None of us were there. Yeah. But I also heard two.
It was like two and a half.
So maybe she stopped
in the middle of a song?
I think so. I was just like, guys, I can't do it.
Well, she ran off stage. And then when she came back, the lights were up and she said, I've seen the video a couple times. She didn't even say like, I'm really sick. I can't do this. She just said like, I cannot do the show tonight. I'm so sorry. We will be back. I promise you'll get this show. And then she said, I'm probably going to go cry in my dressing room now. I feel very bad for her.
Oh, okay. So I was confused because one of the accounts I read said something like she cried in her dressing room while making the announcement. And I was like, wait, so she just was in her dressing room going, you can't see me, but I'm in
my She was definitely tearing.
Yeah.
And she was tearing up while saying it.
Okay. Even I saw videos from those first two or two and a half, whatever songs. And you can tell she's struggling.
Yeah.
Like she does not feel good. Whatever. My problem.
Oh boy.
The problem. And
the problem is, I don't know what the right thing to do is, but I do feel like they knew she was sick. They being her team, they knew she wasn't feeling well prior to three songs in. And they let everyone come out and park and buy drinks and
Watch that
dinner before
and hole of an opener
and hopefully miss the opener. And, you know, I just think like a lot of money was spent.
And I will be honest, I had tickets to it. They were doing a radio room meet and greet before the show. And I'm like, now seeing that, I'm like, did that happen still?
Did it get canceled?
Yeah.
Don't you know people who would have gone?
Yeah.
Text them. Find out if they did the meet and greet.
I wouldn't say I saw any of the regulars.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
So what do you think they should have done?
I think they should have called it.
At 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think she, like Megan herself, really tried to be like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. But you know when you don't feel well enough. Unless you get through most of the show and then you're like, I'm going to die. You know when you know, don't you? Mm-hmm.
It's been happening more and more. Like Bon Jovi, did you see that he made it almost to the end. I think he made it to Living on a Prayer and they held that forever. And then he was so bad that he pulled. God, I'm thinking, this is reminding me of all the people who've wronged me over the years. He brought up Pat from Train.
Oh, Pat Monahan. To finish the show?
To wail on, like Pat's out there. So John Bon Jovi's just out like pointing at the crowd and then Pat Monahan is hitting the high notes. So he just happened to be at the show or whatever. But John is just like at the end of his career and like is less and less able to do a full 3-hour show. And it is what it is. It's fine.
Don't
book a residency of like weeks at Madison Square Garden or wherever. Yeah. But Megan, I'm torn because like, you know how I feel about Ryan Tedder. He's like a messiah to me.
Okay.
I think he's a prolific songwriter. He was not a great lead singer live for a long time. And now they are so fun to watch.
Okay. I've never seen them.
But
really?
Yeah.
It's One Republic in case you don't know who Ryan Tedder is. Mm-hmm. This man gets a hangnail and he cancels a show.
Yeah.
And what really makes me mad is it almost always happens here. Like he doesn't cancel Budapest. He cancels Denver. Because I think like look, Ryan, you know I love you. Let's have some Pinot. But like, dude, he canceled on our Alice in Winterland.
Yeah.
At like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're like, dude.
I know. Yeah.
And there's another show when he was at Red Rocks. He was on vocal rest, I remember, because we got to meet the band before.
Oh, that's
but then
right.
he wouldn't talk. So which is, but he was on vocal rest. But
he still performed.
He did perform. But it was still
another one of those touch and go where you're like, are you gonna do it again?
I know.
We drove up to Red Rocks.
Exactly.
And everyone on TikTok, which is where I'm getting all my news on the Megan Maroney matter, everyone on TikTok, you know, the comments are like, she's a human too. Of course she is. Of course. But I just feel like waiting until everyone
is already there.
Is
and
seated.
And yeah.
Bought all the, they got dressed and they took off work early probably. And they drove and they paid.
But there's,
thing, paid for
there's
parking.
Someone else who did this where people were flying internationally and there was a death at the show before and they went on to do the second one and then canceled while everyone was sitting there. Everyone being
that was,
me.
That was Tay Tay in Brazil.
They should have canceled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I would agree with you.
We got to the stadium, sat down, and they said, oh, it's not
happening.
Wasn't
it because it was getting too hot?
Yeah.
The death was because of the heat.
The death was because of the heat, and then the next day, they were gonna getting do hotter it. And hotter, and they were like, forget it.
Yeah.
So there was a three-night stint?
Yes.
And the first night somebody died.
Friday.
Saturday, they let you get there, and
until
then they
like
postponed it till Monday, but you had a flight to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
and
I agree.
I like what Aaron's saying. They were gonna do it.
Yeah.
They were like the death. That is kind of crazy. The death didn't like, hey, whoa.
Immediate hot.
I know. Like, what they did is they just got, they did the smart thing and they brought water for night two.
Okay.
So they were going to hydrate everybody to not have another death.
Yeah.
Mm.
Night three? Was it that
and
they-
then
night three happened.
Night three did happen and then night two was going to happen on night four. But like if you were flying out.
Right. And that's what a lot of people, like a lot of the stuff I was saying was like, we came from Utah, we came from wherever for this Megan Maroney show. It's like, she did reschedule, I believe it's August 27th.
Yeah, yes. But like, I look at T-Hack and go, this man would have gotten a sitter.
Yep.
You don't get to go to the sitter and go, okay, I'm not going to pay you, but I will pay you on August whatever when the reschedule is like, you still got, did you Uber there? Like you...
Yeah, you paid for that. And I'll have, if I want to go back, you pay for the sitter again, you pay for the Uber again, you pay for the dinner again, you pay for the drinks again.
Yeah.
Or parking or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take off work or whatever. Yeah. It's a lot.
I'm curious, you as a musician / former performer.
I would, like, I'm going to tell you, we were so low on the totem pole. There's literally no chance we would. I have played a show where I had to run backstage and do horrible things and get back out there.
Oh, good. Okay.
Like you just, there's a level where, but I mean, Megan is the center of the show. If she's got a little bit of I ate the lettuce, she can't have all eyes on her.
I think it was more of a vocal issue.
Oh. Yeah.
Judging from like the videos we've
grunting.
Seen. Okay, you two.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.